Yeah, very much so. We're absolutely delighted. Very tough game again, very tight game. You know, we're just, I suppose, when it comes down to a draw in the closing stages and you get a goal to win it, the sense of elation at that point is just so overwhelming, I suppose. But when you sit back now and you start to analyse things, you know, we had the game in the position we wanted it, you know, when we were 4 points clear at the second water break. But then, to be credit to Michaels, they made some good decisions on the line, they made some good substitutions, and their players never gave up hope. They showed great character, and you know, the young players stepped up, they got their scores and they came back level. And really at that point it was just down to whoever the lap of the gods were favouring, and we got that break.
I suppose we often hear of inspired substitutions. It happened today.
Yeah, look, it's not in any way us being genii on the line. Sean Hayes is very, very unlucky not to be starting in this team. He picked up an injury prior to the first round, and he's also a dual player, so it was a little harder for Sean to get his momentum and to nail down the starting spot. The guys on the pitch then were doing their jobs, so it meant that he was being kept out of the team. He wasn't happy about that, but at the same time, he's a team player. He could understand the decisions we made, and he just decided that, look, if this is to be my fate, that when I do get on, I'm going to make the biggest impact I can. 1-2 in a semi-final, 1-1 in a county final, and everyone knows now that he's the hero today.
Keith, obviously, he had to go back to the drawing board after last year's final against Aroog. And I suppose to be the champions of 2021 now, all the hard work has paid off.
Yeah, 100%. And it is, you know, it's the culmination probably of 2 years' work, really, rather than one. Because everything that we've done in 2020, all the training that had started in maybe November 19 for that campaign, that was then pushed on through to lockdown and held over a winter into June this year. All that work by the likes of Keena Reardon and Andrew Cashman and James Lockery, Michael Quirk, Trevor McAvoy, Owen Kelleher, all of those guys, you know, that worked so hard in that time, they were all there again, you know, pushing and helping, and it was their work as much as the guys that actually finished the job today.
At halftime, maybe had didn't have the lion's share of the possession, yet you found yourselves in a good place at halftime.
Yeah, we certainly did. I suppose when they opened up a 3-point lead coming into halftime, it was important that we got those two to kind of pin it back again. So in the, you know, periods in the first half, we were kind of on their coattails, and they were playing a bit more ball than we were. They had a big goal chance, and Kevin Doyle pulled off a remarkable save. So that kind of kept us in it, and then a couple of scores. So at halftime, we knew that, look, we hadn't fired yet. We hadn't fired to the level that we needed to. And if we could start to get a roll and get a couple of scores going, that, you know, we could play much better second half.
And one of those scores was a high ball that went in after 8.5 minutes to your full forward, back of the net.
Yeah, really good. A really good pick by Stephen O'Callaghan outside of the boot, something we practice. Stephen, to be fair, I'm delighted for him too. He made the decision to throw in his lot with football this year. He'd been away for a while. Came back, made a big impression. It's all about the ball in, and of course the cuteness of Sean McDonald in. He knew where to be, he knew what was going to happen, and he was lucky to get his hands on it. But at the same time, that's a poacher's and predator's instinct, and Sean has those.
As you say, this has been a project for a couple of years. To now be in the top flight of Cork football in 2022 must be hugely satisfying.
It is, yeah, it's very satisfying. I suppose we're in the business of winning football matches and winning competitions and counties when they come around. For this group now, that's the second in four or five years. So it was, you know, as I say, when we weren't afforded the opportunity to stay senior 2 years ago and we were regraded, we just said, look, this is an opportunity. If we're good enough, we'll win at this grade. If we're not, you know, it's our level. But to go up now with a bit of momentum, maybe try to replicate something close to what Aero Oak did, that'll be the next task for this group.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.